Hello, everyone. I'm Frankenberry, and welcome to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week, where local student athletes are recognized on a weekly basis for their excellence in their respective sports, but also in the classroom and in their contributions to their school and their community. And welcome to our latest winner, senior captain and field hockey star at Mamaroneck High School, Ruby Pearson. Hi, Ruby. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing fine, thanks. And big congrats on the award, by the way. And also with us is your coach, Coach Tricia Miller. Hi, Coach.
Hi, how are you?
I am good. I am good. So I am seeing one heck of a season for you folks so far, and one that is not quite done yet. You are just a couple of steps away from getting to the state championship game. So you're currently sitting at 20-0. Now, you finished the regular season at 16-0. You were ranked number one in the state, number 20 in the nation, and in pretty dominating fashion, as a matter of fact. And Ruby, you were pretty instrumental in all of that. So tell me about the regular season, you know, before you even got to the playoffs here and finishing 16-0. What did that feel like?
It felt good. I think we worked really hard for it. We practiced every day, like practiced how we wanted to play. And we went into every game knowing the outcome could change and any team can win on any given day. So we just had to have a good attitude and always work our best.
Obviously, you've done that, because when I mentioned the dominating fashion earlier, you currently sit 20-0. You've outscored your opponents. I'm sorry, I'm giggling because the number is just it's insane. 145-5. I mean, that is just incredible. And that's the kind of domination that you've all rolled with this season. Now, first off, how about we give a shout to the goalie or goalies? I mean, to allow just 5 goals in 20 yeah. games, that's incredible. And also, I do want to give a shout out to a couple of teams who actually played well. Greenwich, for one, who scored 2 of those 5 goals. They probably even had T-shirts made up that said, "We scored 2 goals against Mamaroneck." And then also, what was the one other game? Oh, it was Ole Valley, who took you to overtime before you actually mm-hmm. won that one. So just tell me a little bit about that game, because that obviously was probably the toughest game of the year for you.
Yeah. Well, we were in Pennsylvania, and both the teams we played that weekend were very tough. I think it was a very fast-paced game. They knew how to move the ball really well, and they were really good at defending us and making us like have to look up and pass. And it was something that we're not always used to, and I think they gave us a really good fight.
Well, obviously they did, so good for them. They probably had T-shirts made up as well. but now, like I said earlier, you're in the playoffs here. You're one step away from the state championship game, so the next step is Saturday. Now, for the audience's sake, just to let you know, we record these Con Ed shows on a Thursday. It doesn't get played back till Sunday, so that's thus the reason I'm talking about a game that is coming up this Saturday, and you're going to be playing Rome Free Academy, another very strong squad. 19-1 they finished this year. Now, offensively, not quite on par with you folks, but defensively, they certainly are. So what are you looking at when it comes to Rome Academy? Anything in particular that you might change in your game plan for that particular team? And don't worry, nobody from Rome Academy is going to give me a call, you know, to try to find out early, you know. Yeah. You know, hey, we've got an offer you can't refuse there, buddy. Give us some info. But what are you looking at when it comes to Rome Academy?
I think we have to go into it knowing we have to play our game. Like, we can't change anything too much to where we start playing to them and not focusing on what we need to do. They're very good at passing the ball and like looking up. So I think we need to make sure we cut down the lanes well. But I think mostly just focusing on us and making sure we're staying fast and passing and not focusing on what they're doing.
Right. And that is a good approach. I mean, you stay the team that you are. I mean, yes, you do take into account who it is that you're playing, and you know what their strengths are and possibly their weaknesses. But at the same time, it doesn't necessarily change what your approach to the game is going to be, because obviously that approach has worked pretty, you know, it's worked pretty well, I would say, so far this season. I also see that you are the captain of the squad, and pretty much everybody that wins this award is the captain of their respective squad. So just talk talk to me a little bit about being a captain. Do you ever feel any pressure there? Do you ever try to do too much being a captain? Coach is smiling, by the way. Coach has got a little bit of a smile there when I asked that question.
Yeah. I think it's really fun being a captain. We get to organize a lot. Like, we do team dinners before every game, and it's really fun coming up with, like, different themes or what we can do to, like, make the team bond in different ways. We also have a lot of traditions in the playoff that are really fun to, like, keep going. And I think the captains work really well together. And I think it's not, it doesn't seem like you're like the captain of a team, like you're in charge of anyone, but it feels like you're being able to like lead and you're being able to work and talk with everyone on the team. So I think it's a very inclusive, like important role.
Well, that sounds nice. And that sounds very family-like. So very, that is very cool. And obviously, you know, it's an honor well-deserved, you being the captain. I mean, you're a scholar athlete, all state, all section, all league, and an MAA award winner named to the Lowhead Elite 11. So yes, you deserve the captainship. Now, what about when you were younger? Did you learn anything from the captains that you find yourself turning to now and say, well, I remember, you know, this particular captain showed me how to do this and now I'm doing the same?
I think a lot of our, like our captains last year, they had a very good balance of like knowing when it was time to like have fun and when it was time to like get serious. And I think they held, like they took everything like very responsibly and they always figured things out like within the captains and they didn't make anything like bigger than it was. And they like dealt with everything that was going on the team and they like gave us all the information we needed. So I think they did a really good job keeping everything like level.
Well, I'm glad you're able to glean something from that lesson and do the same on your own. And it is nice to find a balance too. I mean, the game is supposed to be fun. I mean, you know, besides being competitive, you're out there having a good time. So now what about some of the other players on the team? Some of the younger players. Now you are the captain I just asked you about, or the captains I just asked you about. You're that person now. Are any of them, or have you seen any of them make some improvements that you're particularly proud of?
I think we do have a pretty young team, like Lily Brickman, who was a freshman last year. She's always been very good, very fast. I think she's gotten a lot better at like knowing how to use her speed. She's like super fast and she knows how to take the ball up. And I think she has really good patience now and she knows when to send it. And we also have two other freshmen like Meredith and Talia. And I think they've both just become a lot more confident in themselves being on varsity. And I think now they like have fine tuned their skills and they like are more confident in themselves and what they can do.
And it's nice to know that you're handing the baton off, you know, to capable folks, you know, and to, yeah, you know, to keep it going. Mm-hmm. Coach, let me ask you to talk to me just about Ruby, what it's been like coaching her and where you all are right now.
So I've known Ruby a long time. Her older sister, Lainey, played for us. She comes from a great family, a family that, you know, teaches respect and being, you know, very competitive. She has grown into such a dominant young woman and a player. She's so committed to the sport. She plays on her club team. She plays for us. She totally leads by example for all these younger players that are coming into this program. They want to aspire to be just like Ruby. She's very coachable. She's always looking to be better, making everybody around her better by the way she focuses and she listens. And, you know, being around her just makes you want to smile.
Well, there you go. And it's all right if you can, you can blush a little bit there, Ruby. Don't worry. You're good. I'm Frankenberry, and you're listening to 100.7 WHUD and Con Edison's Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. I'm speaking with captain and senior field hockey star at Mamaroneck High School, Ruby Pearson. So with this award, Ruby, obviously comes the other side of things, the academic side, some of the things you do outside the classroom. And I see academically, you certainly got that in hand. You have a 95 average, a number of AP courses, and even some college-level French. I see you've been taking French for, this is your fifth year now with the college-level course. What about French? What was it that made you decide you wanted to take French? Is it a family thing?
Both my siblings actually took Spanish, but my parents both took French. They took it in college. So I kind of wanted to like do something different than my siblings. And I thought I'd love to go to Paris. So I think it'd be fun to know how to speak the language.
Oh, well, good for you. And so any of your classes that you take that you've taken over the last number of years, anything really strike your fancy? Something that maybe you're thinking about moving ahead when you get to college?
I'm interested in like government and politics. So that's why I'm taking AP Gov right now. So I'm hoping to maybe do something like that in college. But it depends like how everything works out, I guess.
Okay, well, at least you have something of an idea, so good. And also, what about any class that you may have taken recently or maybe something you're taking right now, an elective possibly, that you said to your, that you didn't expect to like as much as you have or that you did and you said, wow, this is kind of cool?
I think actually French this year, it's been in the past, it was like always just a normal class. But I think this year I'm really starting to like love the language and really like learn how to speak it like freely. And it's not so like structured and like learning in school. I think I'm like would actually be able to talk in Paris in French. So
that's what I was going to say. It's like now you've gotten to the point where you can see yourself taking that trip and you're hanging out at the Eiffel Tower and suddenly you need directions to a restaurant and you can talk freely to whoever, you know, somebody that walks by you as opposed to, you know, just doing it mechanically, you know, hopefully, that kind of thing. So that's cool. Now, I also see that you are the social media chair for Fields for Kids, which sounds great. Now, tell me about Fields for Kids. What do you all do?
Fields for Kids, we're raising money to like redo and build fields for like just athletes, student athletes in Mamaroneck and Larchmont. So a lot of our fields either need to be like redone or adding a new one so we can have more playing space for all the athletes here.
Okay. And there's also, you are the president of the Community Resource Center Club, where you work with the community to empower immigrant and low income families, by providing resources and advocacy to help them become reliant and thriving members of the community. So I know that sounded very official-like, but I'm going from the nomination letter. But what is that like? That sounds to be a pretty, sounds like a pretty rewarding thing.
Yeah. So there's a community resource center in our town. So we're like a branch of the club. We're trying to expand it like into the high school. So we work with like the like leaders of the actual like center, and we do in January we start tutoring every Wednesday for kids at MAS, and we also just do a lot of like bake sales or like different ways to raise money for their like cause.
Now that's fantastic to be involved in a community like that, and I'm sure it's well appreciated, and I'm sure for you at the same time it's nice to be able to give back because you know, community has done a lot for you as well. Now you're very, very busy. You're a very, very busy Ruby. So is there anything that you do just to give yourself a breather? Do you have a hobby? Is there something that you like to do just to give yourself a bit of a break?
I mean, I have a dog, so always going to my dog. He definitely relieves a lot of stress, or taking him for a walk. I love walking with him. I think walking is a really good way to like clear your mind, and like being outside always helps. So I think that's something I try and do.
Yeah, being outside definitely helps, and having a dog is certainly a great thing as well. Yes, I just moved in with my sister, as a matter of fact, and she's got an old girl who has decided that Uncle Steve is the greatest dude ever. Probably has something to do with the treats, but at the same time, I think she genuinely likes me. So, so Coach, before we close things up here with Ruby, talk to me a little bit about her and about where you guys stand right now from your coaching perspective with possibly the state championship just a couple of games away.
Yeah, Ruby, again, she's a very unselfish player. She's got amazing stick skills and has gotten us, been one of the major contributors to why we are where we are today. We've broken the school record for goals scored this year in one season. And, you know, if not scoring, she's assisting or has her hand in almost every play that we do. She's an amazing leader. She's a great captain. She's somebody that I feel the younger players, and our team is fairly young, feel comfortable going to for guidance. And where we are right now, I mean, we won the state championship last year, so we were defending it, but we also took games one at a time. And Ruby and my other captains were very good about making sure everybody's head stayed focused and we didn't get ahead of ourselves. She's also very humble, and I think that translates down into the entire team. So, you know, we won the league. That was our first goal. We won the section. That was our next. And now we're on to this. And no matter what happens, she's had an amazing career here. She's been an amazing young woman to coach. I'll be sad that she's going. I'll be sad to have her family leave. But like most of the alumni here at Mamaroneck, they always come back. They come back and watch the games. They send emails to the players. And it really is a family. It's not just a team.
Well, listen, good luck to you all and the team when it comes to Saturday's game. And, you know, and repeating is difficult. You know, it can be it can be pressure filled. So you all have obviously handled that very well to be just two games away from doing that repeat. So, again, good luck. And from Mamaroneck High School's Ruby Pearson, I'm Frankenberry, and you've been listening to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. And we'll be back same time next week right here on 100.7 WHUD.